tell me, what's your full name?
My name is Gregory Barr.
And where do you live?
We live in Chatsworth, California.
How old are you, Greg?
I am 49 years old, and my son is 15, and my stepson is 13.
Well, how did you guys first learn about an electric skateboard?
We saw someone riding down the street on one at night. My boys were skateboarding at the hotel that we were staying in Dana Point, California. And I was standing out there watching patrol for them, making sure that, number one, the managers wouldn't get upset, and number two, a car wouldn't come into the carport and hit them. They were actually riding various ramps and areas around the hotel and shooting down, and then, of course, they'd have to get on the elevator and ride back up. And then I saw this person coming down the street. I thought he was on a bicycle at first, and all of a sudden he went right by me on a skateboard, silent as could be, and I yelled, "Hey, you, stop right there." And he stopped, and I yelled at my boys to come back. They've got to see this. I was completely blown away. I saw him ride by, and I was completely blown away that he was just tooling down the road on this electric skateboard.
Yeah, so what'd you say to him?
"Do you enjoy the board? Are you having fun?" And I think he owns two of them, and he was just as blown away after many months of ownership.
How old was the guy?
The guy was, I'd say, in his late 30s, early 40s.
Okay, so he was an E-Glide customer.
He was an E-Glide customer, and he told us all about E-Glide, that he got it from E-Glide, and it's a company up in Santa Monica, California, and we were on vacation halfway down, or better than halfway down, to San Diego, and we said, you know, Santa Monica is in our backyard. We definitely want to hook up with this guy. So the kids, the minute they got home, they went online and found out all about E-Glide and made arrangements to go over and meet with Dave. And after seeing the product, and not only did the gentleman I was talking about at the hotel let us try his, Dave was also very accommodating in letting us try a couple of them on the street and see what we thought about them. And I walked out that day with two boards. We were just all fired up. And then he told us about some of the progressions that were coming down the pike. And we were very interested in being kept in the loop for all of that. And then as time came by, we had a couple minor little repairs that needed to be made, and they handled them amicably. There was no problem at all with that. And then they had the new rubberized wheels coming out and things that made it not only quieter, but I thought safer and more enjoyable to ride.
So you were able to compare the original wheel to the Goodyear rubberized wheel?
Yes. Exactly.
Big difference?
Huge difference. Huge difference. Like I said, silent as can be, and just a joy to ride.
Who rides the board more, you or your son?
We have three boards, and we all ride them just as much as one another. And in fact, my stepson's friends all want to come over and ride his electric skateboard all the time, and we literally have to tell them no.
So tell me, when you and your son and your stepson want to go out riding, where do you guys go ride?
We typically ride in the neighborhood area, but we've gone down to the bike paths in Santa Monica a few times down at the beach, and we really enjoy that as well.
Yeah, have you had any problem with police or tickets, any hassles like that?
No, we have not had any problems or hassles with the police. The only problems that we've had, per se, and they're not even problems, is jealousy from people that don't have them. The people on the bike path, the only naysayers that I was experiencing were the ones that were jealous that we were having fun and not exerting an incredible amount of physical exertion to get ourselves around the bike path.
Was safety a concern for you?
Safety's always a concern for me. It's always a concern for me, a safety of a product, and that's why I like so much the disconnect handle, that when you do fall off, you can completely separate yourself from the board and not worry about being tangled up in things. But no, safety is a huge concern for me. We always wear helmets and always wear proper footwear and such, that we always take care to be safety. And I found that the E-Glide board is extremely safe.
After you got it, I'm sure you looked around and you'd seen a wireless model, not by E-Glide, but by another company. Is the wire at all inhibiting or get in the way? Any feedback on that?
No, the wire is not inhibiting in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I have not dealt with the other product on a wireless basis, and I couldn't imagine where it would be a huge advantage or a disadvantage to have a wireless. The wired cable is just fine, and it's not in the way at any given time.
How do you guys ride? Do you ride fast? Do you ride slow?
Medium fast. We typically ride medium to fast. The boys will constantly open them up full speed up and down clear areas of street, sidewalk, or bike path. They will constantly open them up to full speed. I would say I am more of a half to three-quarter speed rider. So just being a little older and just a little bit more cautious about the environment of where I'm at and knowing that any given moment something could happen, you know, the change of terrain.
Right. What does riding an E-Glide do for you? What do you get out of it? How do you benefit?
I find it extremely relaxing to get on the E-Glide and ride around the neighborhoods, ride up and down the streets. It's kind of a freedom of sorts that you can just get on the board and propel yourself around the neighborhood, propel yourself up and down a bike path, enjoy the scenery. Like I said, it's a sense of freedom that you can totally relax and be a little bit more at one with your environment as you propel through it than you would, let's say, exerting a lot of effort on a bicycle or running or other physical activities.
Let me ask you this. Now, your son's a skateboarder. Were you yourself a skateboarder?
I have ridden skateboards for many, many years, but I was never an aggressive, acrobatic type of a skateboarder. We'd have fun now and then, do a little bit of ramping stuff, but nothing major and nothing that was as dynamic as the environment as what kids are using today.
Other than riding around in the neighborhoods with your son and your stepson, what is the coolest thing you and your kid has done with the E-Glide? Any rider experience, like you guys drove somewhere and went to a certain area that was just awesome? Anything like that?
I would have to say the bike paths down at the beach areas. They're just really neat, and there are various little areas that you can do little trick things, and my boys do little trick things and push their limits a little harder, but I just really enjoy getting out there and riding the board and having fun with my son and the two of us standing next to each other and sharing the experience. It's wonderful.
What advice would you give to a first-time E-Glide rider, someone who's never even gotten on a skateboard?
The first piece of advice that I give every person that rides our boards is be careful, relax, and you're going to love it. You're going to walk away wanting one even more than you thought you did before you got on the board, because the experience of seeing it is kind of enthralling, and then once you actually do it, everything you dream of and then some is a ball.